How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Me too. I'm good. Doing pretty good.
Excellent.
Today, we are going to start with something that is very human and just asking each other how our weekends were.
How was your weekend, Noli?
Mother.
I did it for you, Mother! Sorry,
No, it's good. I want to try to do it, but I can't one-up that.
That's good.
My weekend was pretty good. I know that we went to a light show over the weekend, and it was very fun.
Right in Elliott. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 10 minutes away. Very cool.
Nothing I've ever seen before, really.
Me either, and it was their third year, I think.
But I also got a lot of...
On UFOs.
Yes, on UFOs.
Yes.
I got a lot done over the weekend. A lot of editing, uploading, yard work. I cleaned my entire room. I had been sick, so I had to take some time off of work. And because I'm not one to give up.
To sit around and do nothing. Exactly.
I find it so difficult to just sit around and do nothing all day.
It's such a long day.
Mm-hmm. But I just keep myself occupied by doing something productive because it makes my brain happy. So I cleaned my entire room. What about you? What did you do over the weekend?
Well, I did the light show as well.
I forgot.
Together with you. And it was kind of a more relaxing weekend for me, which is highly unusual. And then I spent about, 4 or 5 hours totally gutting out my bathroom of anything I no longer need. The cabinets were full, everything. I'm so tired of looking at not an inch of space, and it feels so good that I keep going in there just to look at my room and go, oh my God, it's so pretty.
The result is so satisfying, especially when you put that much time and effort into it.
It's amazing.
And it makes the upkeep so much easier. Like, for example, actually not a great example because I still have clutter. Like, I have a monitor on my couch, my old monitor. I'm trying to, like, give it away, but, like, it's hard to do because I work at a freaking tech store.
Right. Or just put it in the barn, and then one day we'll clean the barn and give it away.
Yeah. I also have to, like, put on new bed sheets because I have these fleece sheets that I've had on my bed for like 2 years.
And it has been warm.
Yeah, no, not just...
Like warm at night.
Not just recently, it's just always warm, especially in my bedroom. My bedroom is like the hottest room in the house at all times.
It is a pretty warm room, where mine is the absolute yours is the coldest room. Which I love sleeping in a very cold room.
But this episode, we are going to be talking about personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've done before. And it's something that we really liked because it gives you a little more...
insight.
A little more insight into who we are and why we do what we do. But before we get into that, we have questions from Talking Point. Talking Point is a game that Mom and I have been using. It's kind of like a conversation starter that we've been doing for... months.
Oh, yes. At least.
At least months.
Longer, yeah.
Like, since, like, episode 20, probably.
Hmm.
Who do you want to go first? Do you want me to ask you? Do you want
I
to
think
ask
we
me?
Should rock, paper, scissor.
All right. And we go on shoot, right?
Always. Always. Right. Okay, ready?
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
God damn it.
Did I win?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, you won. Rock beats scissors.
And I do believe it should beat paper, but it doesn't.
It does not, because then rocks would be overpowered.
Right.
The idea is that the paper covers the rock, and then a rock dies.
I know. How weird is that?
I don't know, but...
We should have rock, paper, scissor, diamond. No, we should have rock, diamond, scissors.
And the diamond beats the rock.
Diamond beats everything. Never mind.
Except paper.
Okay, so I won.
Yes.
So I will ask you your question first.
All right.
Are you ready, Noel Parker?
I am, Mother Parker.
Mother Parker. Okay, here we go. Noel, how much do your passions and interests fulfill you?
Well, when I'm working on them, they fulfill...
Fulfill.
When I'm working on them, they fulfill me 100%. There are days when I don't specifically work on my passions, and I feel like it's the days I'm just trying to relax and take a step back.
What are your passions?
I like drawing, I like writing, reading, playing video games is one of my passions. At some point, I've been procrastinating this, but I want to start streaming again.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I've been told with, like, on FaceTime and stuff that I'm very entertaining to watch when I play video games.
Oh, I bet.
I get very into it. But...
And don't forget your other passion, music.
Music, yes. I love listening to music. I like... When I was younger, I used to write music and produce music. I haven't done it in a while just because I've been focused on a hell of a bunch of different things,
mm-hmm.
Which is good. But I still feel like I'm not busy enough because I still feed into... those, you know, those like sad feelings and...
Well, everybody has them. Yes. Exactly.
It's just, it's hard to push past those when it was such a big part of my life growing up, being like depressed and bullied and everything like that. So every day is a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about questions...
What?
Since we're talking about questions...
Oh.
How important is it to you to help other people?
Oh. Well, since I do it for a living,
mm-hmm.
I think it's quite important. And it's not even just that. My entire life growing up, I've always wanted to help people. Almost to a fault sometimes, where I would help them before I would help myself. But I get such gratification from helping others. And
I do too.
So it's a huge part of who I am. But it can be very over-encompassing.
Overwhelming.
It's not even overwhelming. I think it can be, I can lose track of trying to help so many other people where my own needs get
a
backseat. Yeah. And I need to make sure that I also help me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel really good helping people.
I'm glad. Mm. I mean... I'm the same way as being your son.
Mm-hmm.
I find much gratitude in helping others, even if it doesn't benefit me, which most of the time it doesn't. I'm just that person.
Mm.
So
moving forward.
Transition time.
You're so weird.
What were you saying? Moving forward.
Moving forward.
We are re-exploring... our personality traits. We are each giving one personality trait, one positive and one negative about us that we have picked beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to start with my negative trait just to get that out of the way so we can end on something positive.
Sure, and I'll do mine next.
All right. So, on this episode of season 2 of The Generation Gap, I am insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And... ever since I remember, I have been insecure, and I've always compared myself to others. Whenever, even at work or like at school, if I'm feeling like really confident, like I look great today, I'm feeling great today, and then I just like glance at a person that's just better looking than me, my whole mood changes, and I'm like, wow, I am awful, I'm ugly, and I just absolutely am not happy with myself.
Wow, that's awful.
And I think it's because I grew up being so small and insecure that I never learned how to really be fully confident in who I am.
Well, it might have something to do with the bullying.
Yes, I was bullied for like 10 years. Mm. So it does definitely take some time to get over that. But insecurities... are something that everyone goes through. It's just something that really affects me. I'm always looking at...
You have beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
I'm not joking.
Thank you. I have trouble recognizing the things I've done and the way I look and the things I've accomplished. Just because in one given moment, I'll be like, I really haven't done anything. In the hindsight of like, there are, I always compare myself to others, basically. There are people that are 20 years old that are making tens of millions of dollars.
Nobody you know.
Well, famous people.
Okay, nobody you know.
Nobody I know personally, but true. No one I know personally is doing exponentially well. But
You started a podcast.
That is true. Not only that, but before then, I got into modeling
a little bit. You're motivated, babe.
I tried, and I think I succeeded in overcoming at least a little bit of insecurities. Most of the time, it's just I look in the mirror, and all I see are the things I don't like about myself. I never really see the things I like about myself. For example, like my smile. I absolutely hate my smile. I hate my teeth. I had braces for 3 years and then neglected to wear my retainers, so they went right back to normal. So it's like we spent thousands of dollars to not get any progress. And it's really defeating knowing that you guys put that much time and effort into trying to make me happier about myself, and I just completely neglected it and ruined my chances.
You tell me what kid wears their retainer.
I know many of my friends that wore their retainer every day. And I don't know why I didn't. I don't know. It's one of my insecurities. Teeth. But what about you? What is a negative trait of yours that you aren't very fond of?
One of mine is clumsy. And it has to do with not slowing down. And initially, it bothered me a lot. And not clumsy like I don't have the muscle tone or the coordination. Clumsy like I bump into stuff only because I'm always in a hurry. But it used to annoy me until I embraced it. And now, although it hurts, I laugh at myself because, like, hello, slow down. You know, getting to that room faster doesn't make life better. But it would be really nice if I could not be clumsy.
Yeah.
It'd be really nice.
You should try video games. You'd be a lot more coordinated.
I think I would give up because it doesn't really appeal to me so much. Even when I was younger and I did video games, it didn't appeal to me so much. So it doesn't engage my brain, I guess, enough to want to do it. So, and it's not even a medical thing. It's just that I don't know how to slow down. So for me, clumsy is more slow down, take a breath, you know, relax. I don't even and just spend some time by yourself and just enjoy. Mm-hmm. So it's negative to me because I don't allow that. Not because it's a physical impairment.
Because you don't allow yourself to
slow down and relax. So I'm always, always bumping into stuff and dropping things because I'm in a hurry. So the clumsy is more of a lifestyle for me, that it would be nice if I did not do that. And that's a learned thing. I just have to learn to slow down, smell the roses.
Wake up and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm done with that sad shit, and I'm trying to be happy, because happiness is better.
Way better.
My positive trait that I'm going to be talking about is my ability to adapt. And I don't mean like an animal, like adapting through generational evolution to like warmer climates or to toughen their skin against predators. I'm talking like in a social scenario, in a scenario that I'm comfortable with, I am able to adapt to whoever's emotions and energy levels that are present at that given moment. If someone walks up to me with a shit ton of energy, I reciprocate that back to them, because if I don't, that conversation is just not going to be, it's going to be one-sided the entire time. They're going to be like, this person doesn't want to talk to me. When in reality, I do enjoy the energy. I like to be energetic. But if someone doesn't want to put in that energy to talk, or is just very snarky or anything, I'm doing the same thing back. I'm adapting to how they are conversing with me. If someone's going to be a jerk, I'm going to be a jerk back, as I should, because I...
How about you just walk away?
There are times to walk away. I walk away when I need to. But if someone needs a reality check, then I give it to them. I'm like, yo, chill out. I work here. Like,
oh, that's different.
It's happened at Best Buy.
Okay.
And it's happened at school. You're a chameleon. Yes, but like I don't change colors to hide. It's not like camouflage. It's like, I guess just.
See, I think of adapt as you match somebody's energy, but it doesn't necessarily have to be negative.
Well, whether it's negative or positive, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
But yeah, that is my positive trait.
That's interesting.
Adaptability. Adaptivity. Adaptivity. Adaptability. Which one of those is right?
All of them, sure.
Really? Adapt. Drink tap. Water. I just got a wound. It needs to be cauter. Rised. I rise to the occasion. The occasion is Halloween. And I poop and fart. And pee.
That's so weird. I think you need to work on that.
Slam poetry! Slam poetry, I'm gone with the wind. The wind has taken me. Taken like Liam Neeson. Nissan is what my brother drives. Brother? Jesus Christ, my brother in arms. Armory? Quarter is what I learned to play when I was in the third grade.
Okay, moving on.
I'm here all night.
Oh, that's my fear.
All right. You're stuck with me. You're stuck with me.
Yes, I am stuck with you.
But yeah, what's your positive trait, Ma?
My positive...
One of your many, 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 many positive traits.
Oh, so sweet, so sweet.
Yeah.
My positive trait...
That...
no, not again. Is hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
I have been my entire life. And it makes me feel good.
Working hard?
Yes, it does. Like, if I'm supposed to do something, I'm going to do it well. Or I'm not going to do it at all. So I do it well. And I think that there's a sense of self-satisfaction for doing something well. For me.
Well. Water, fire, hydrate.
Okay. For me. So, I mean, even when I was younger and I had a temporary job before I was looking for a full-time job, where I worked was nothing that I was
passionate
wanting to do, but they always wanted to hire me. Oh, you're great at this. Well, because I put an effort in and I don't do a half-assed job.
Yeah, I've noticed that every job I've had, they say I'm, like, really good at it.
Right, because you'll put an effort in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a reflection on you.
It's not like I'm trying to lose a job.
No. So anyway, that's one of my good traits is that I'm hardworking. And I will always be. And that's who I am.
Hmm.
And it makes me happy.
It makes me happy seeing you work hard because it makes you happy to work hard, which
makes
me happy.
And I feel satisfied. It makes me feel satisfied when I do a really good job.
Isn't that the release of endorphins? Or dopamine?
I don't know.
It's like
maybe.
It's the brain goo, brain thing that... makes you happy.
Yeah, but I don't know how its satisfaction is completely related to that, but...
I can't remember which one it is. Dopamine or endorphins. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. What are the difference between endorphins and dopamine?
Okay, I found this on the web for what are the difference between endorphins and dopamine. Check it out.
There are many different kinds of... So there's dopamine, serotonin,
mm-hmm.
endorphins, and oxytocin. So that's a little bit about us personally, us as individuals. Me being an adaptive and insecure human, and mother being... I keep saying mother.
Yeah, why do you call me?
I don't know.
I did it for you, mother.
Mom being a hardworking, clumsy person. Adult.
Right. Right. It's good that we can address both positive and negatives, because it's really hard for some people to speak positively about themselves, and very
it's
hard
really
for some
easy
people
to speak negatively.
I don't think so. Not for everybody.
Yeah. Yes,
your generation, I think, is really good at that.
At speaking negatively?
As bringing up your negative traits or insecurities and stuff like that, where I
agree.
Think mine, I don't know about everybody else, but mine seems more difficult for me. So. But I think it's worth doing.
I agree. We will be doing this again at some point, so look forward to that in the future. But on that note, we are going to bid you adieu.
Bid you adieu.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.